qua. Oh, one qua.
What we've got here is failure to communicate.
Oh, one qua.
Some man you just can't reach.
Live from at least 6 feet away, it's the Spike on the Mic Show. Now here is your host, Spike.
I said Spike check one, Spike check two, Spike check three. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to another award-deserving episode of The Spike on the Mic Show. If you might not know, I am he, ladies and gentlemen. I am he. I am the guy known as this Spike on the Mic. And we are coming at you from undisclosed locations. I don't know why I was saying six of them, because we're coming maybe five of them. We're coming from undisclosed locations, which we like to call the U, the L, and the C. That's Undisclosed Locations Central. And when I say we, I mean the people who helped me do this thing here. And those people have a name. We like to call them the Resistance Fighters. Who are the Resistance Fighters, you ask? Maybe you didn't ask. I'm telling you anyway. Coming at you from a place where we don't know where he is, he's putting the sounds in your eardrums. He's making you au fond quoi. He is the one. He is the only. Mr. PWS. PWS, how you sticking?
I am sticking like melted cheese to my eyelids.
That's painted a real, real sad picture. You fell asleep while you was eating cheese sandwiches?
Kinda, yeah.
All right, and this person here, we just found out, we just learned that she needs to dye her hair. I have no idea, but I know her favorite color is lavender because it's in the Kona.
Yeah.
But this is the one, this is only Miss Kim. Kim, how you sticking?
You took it from me, like somebody who needs to dye her hair.
Oh, okay.
Like MB. Lavender in the corner.
Yeah, that's MB. My bad. I didn't know that. No, but is
I think it's actually more like hot pink.
So would you say that is one of your favorite colors?
No.
Why is it in there then?
Because it's the longest lasting of the brilliance colors.
Oh, that could have been a sticking then. What's sticking is the longest lasting brilliance colors of
BO5
or whatever it is. Not BO5. All right, so coming at you live from another undisclosed location somewhere in the big Orlando. See, when I say that, there's confusion going. They don't know who is who. So
I know.
I'll go with the XY chromosome. Still confusing. Let's go with Miss Billy. Miss Billy, how you sticking?
I am sticking like roses to my cheeks.
Oh, that's so beautiful.
Oh, Mr. Sandman, dream me a song.
Yes.
Somebody did some sand and whatever they did. I was thinking about a song. Oh, that was Jungle Book. What was the song in Jungle Book? When the dude with the bear with the snake and the little Indian guy walking through there? It was a favorite song in Jungle Book.
Personality?
That might have been it. All right.
Where they're walking through the woods, him and the bear, Mowgli and the bear.
Correct. Let's table that because I'm sure the next guy who knows the answer to this, because this is why we're here, ladies and gentlemen. He's also stand-in for Maverick in Top Gun. He is the one, the only Voice of Reason. Voice of Reason, how you sticking?
I'm sticking like it's a guy whose turn it is to speak. And let me tell you, Spike, I'm enjoying it.
Hey, did my headphones go out?
No.
Yeah, something broke.
He hit mute.
Wait a minute, boys.
And you know why? It's because we've all been practicing cursing. That's why.
Well, hold on a second, boys. We're here now for one reason, and your reason has to be here. Say something.
Oh, yeah, y'all. Oh, okay. I'm finally getting a chance to speak, and I appreciate that, because sometimes I...
I think he can figure out what he's doing. Let's go ahead and go to our next undisclosed location. He is another resistance fighter. This man here who is he has a big face today. We like to call him Hanging Chad. Hanging Chad, how you sticking?
You know what I think? I'm realizing that everybody on this show has one thing in common. And no one can stay focused and we all have attention issues.
Yes.
Oh, I'm full of AIDS.
Yeah.
AIDS. No. What do they call
AIDS, yeah. In your case, it's AIDS.
Yeah. Added the detention.
Added the detention potential. Yeah.
Potential.
Yeah. Anyway, this, ladies and gentlemen, is the award-deserving show, the Spike on the Mic show, and we are going to put some naughty nothings in your eardrums. We're going to hopefully make you laugh and maybe entertain. But I can guarantee you we're going to make you say, what the cuss word were they talking about?
Yeah.
Our show is full of that. Full of that. And speaking of full of that, we also are full of talking about three things.
The past, the present, and the future.
Nice! Sit down. All right, get back up.
Ooh, pew, ooh, pew.
Ooh, diggy, diggy, dog, dog. There we go, ladies and gentlemen. Now, let's go ahead and let's do some more housekeeping things.
Yeah.
I don't know why I said that, but one of the housekeeping things is if you want to participate on the show, we have a call-in line which you can play. Give us a call at 813-699-3900. That's 813-699-3900. I'm gonna do.
There should be a jingle for that.
There should be.
Yeah, there should be. But we'll.
You should write it, Billy.
Okay.
Oh, you see, Billy, what happened?
That's gonna happen.
Good work always rewards with more work.
Yeah.
That's gonna happen.
Yeah. Okay. There goes. I was gonna get Alfred in programming to get it done, because you know he's not doing anything right now. I caught him sleeping in the cubicles one day. But we'll that's another day for another joke. So speaking of that, jokes, let's go ahead and do what we like to do called topic changing music.
All right. I don't know why that has anything to do with jokes, but here we are with a brand new topic on the Spike and Mike Show.
Okay, I was reading this article the other day, which, you know, doing research for the award-deserving Spike on the Mike Show.
Yep.
And it came across me things that are, I like to call this, bad manners.
Yeah, that's
bad
us.
Bad manners.
Bad manners.
As I was talking, I thought about, I didn't give out the topic, so I said, now how in the hell is PW going to repeat all that?
Yeah, well, no, I didn't even try.
Yeah, that's what I started laughing. So we'll just call the topic bad manners.
Bad manners.
And so by saying that, it doesn't even lend itself to any confusion. This article was talking about bad manners lists, things that people are doing that are bad manners, especially while eating at a table. And so I want to ask the resisting fighters, can you name a couple of things that you have grown up and considered to be bad manners at the table?
Oh, yeah.
And let's go around the room and try to do this. Let's start with you. Miss Billy, what do you think is bad manners at the table?
Like smacking when you chew, making a lot of chewing noises.
Yeah, that's a good, yeah. Yeah. How about you, Hanging Chadman?
Probably in line with Billy. Yeah, smacking. I can't think of anything else. I wasn't raised proper, so we were pretty open and allowed to do whatever we wanted at the table. In fact, we didn't really eat at a lot of tables. We ate at TV trays, so I'm probably not the right person to ask this question.
So y'all never had family dinners together and all that?
No, and that probably led to a lot of adult issues that I need to go speak to a therapist about, but we'll save that for another time.
All right.
Look, I would be remiss and I would ask this question. How does it make you feel?
It makes me feel like tables are a waste of time. They're really for playing board games and folding laundry on.
Oh, man.
Okay. And how about you, Miss Kim? What do you consider a bad manners at the table?
Just taking up a lot of physical space. When you cut and deal with your food, like elbows, and I say this because I have a 6'4" husband, and I sometimes spend time figuring out how to get to my food around his elbow.
Maybe I need a bigger table.
He would say, though, that it's my fault because I wasn't, don't tell my dad, I wasn't raised well when it comes to using my eating irons. I use them backwards. So
Eating like irons.
Next to a left-handed person.
I dig the eat knives. That's cool. Well, it sounds like you was raised
with irons.
Eating irons. She got this from the local blacksmith, apparently.
All right, this is gonna be good. Yeah, well, I already said your name. So, Peter, what do you consider is bad manners at the table?
Well, it's kind of interesting. You know, I'm thinking my father must have been in a bad mood about something else. But I did get smacked once for not putting the salt back in the middle of the table.
Wow.
Yeah.
This is family legend.
Yeah.
Family legend.
Okay, you got to expound on that, man. Yeah, please. So you didn't put the salt back on the table.
And yeah, like you take the salt and you use it. I put it down right next to my plate.
Right?
Correct. I got smacked.
And he said, because you didn't do that?
Because I didn't put it back
in the
middle
of the table
where everyone could reach it.
He just put it back in front of his plate.
Yeah. So I'm definitely thinking something else was going on there. You know?
Yeah, really.
Yeah, like my father actually wanted some kind of sexual favor and didn't get it. And so I got smacked. Yeah.
Why is this show always so traumatizing?
Yeah, really.
Because we're all traumatized.
Yeah.
For those of you that may have had the absolute luck to have met my grandfather,
yeah,
you would never think he would do something like
that. He would smack anyone,
never.
Yeah.
He would never touch any, no.
Man, I feel. Listen,
I was.
He did work three jobs for.
Well, he did. He did. Yeah.
So, just saying.
I was at a friend's house when I was little, and we ate at his table with his mom and his, you know, his whole family, as normal people do. And the kids were acting up, or like, and she would take her fork and just stab them.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
That was so weird.
I'm starting to think that this show here may cause us to have to get psychological treatment.
Ocala is scary.
Psychological treatment.
There was no blood, but there was like a ow. Like, you know, and then they got mine, and then she just ate off the fork that she just jabbed her kid with.
Nice.
All right, so full disclosure. Hold on a second. Full disclosure, Kim. I have a problem or I have an issue with words that start with PH and a Y. So, like, if you go to lay on the couch and talk to somebody, that's not a counselor. That's a what? Therapist? A
psychologist?
Whenever you go to lay on the couch to talk to somebody about your growing up problems.
Psychiatrist.
Psychiatrist.
You're laying down. Yeah. It's a psychiatrist. If you're sitting in a chair, it's a counselor.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. And
voice of reason, what would you consider bad manners at the tables?
Well, mine's going to sound kind of trivial after Paul's. That's a hard, tough act to follow. But when people continually mop the wing sauce off of their beard while they're eating.
Right.
You should wait until you're done eating all of the wings.
No.
Then mop up the wing sauce.
Insert. Yo, you should get smacked.
Yeah, I think that's wrong.
Right, and also, really, yuck, that's just nasty looking, that voice. You sit there, other people watching you with sauce in your face.
It's not like you're shouting in their ear or something. They can look away.
But then, doesn't the sauce start to, like, burn? Especially the beard is, like, holding it against your face, and it just starts to, like, burn, and then the fumes go up into your nose, and I don't think you should wipe it away.
Yeah. Billy, you're eating wings. Duh. Of course.
All right, so speaking of duh, here's a resistance fighter that's just stepped onto the plate. He's the one, the gas man. Gas man, how you sticking?
Now, come on. We can't hear you.
Right, there you go. One more
game. You got me now?
Yes.
Yes.
I'm sticking like a patient in a psychiatrist's office listening to these horror stories about dinner. Good Lord.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, man. This is terrible.
Bad manners. Eating at the table with a hat on is bad manners.
Oh, there you go.
Different level.
Okay, hold on a second.
I've heard that one.
You have? Is that a tall thing or is that everybody?
It is. It's my grandmother. Yeah, you eat at the table with your hat on at my grandma's house. You get a shoe fly at him.
Yeah. That's not a tall thing. That's
hey, your grandma's that's tall. A
short thing too.
Oh, it is? I didn't know that, yeah.
Wait,
even if, I don't even wear a hat into a nice restaurant. If I'm going to Hooters or somewhere like a sports bar, I can eat with a hat on. But if I go to like even Outback Steakhouse, I'll take my hat off when I eat.
Are you serious? Wow.
Yeah.
All right.
Outback's fancy.
Yeah.
That's right.
Fancy to me. Hey, that's fancy to me.
Doesn't that depend upon how much hair you have on your head, though?
No.
No?
Oh, okay. So a couple things that I've just learned. Kim doesn't understand genetics. She asked if Bass Man's grandma was tall, which is kind of hot.
I didn't hear him. I thought he said that. So I was asking.
That could be possible.
Yeah, of course it is.
Yeah. I'm almost positive his grandfolks are tall.
I don't know if you noticed. Gas Man's tall.
Yeah.
There's
no confusion in that.
Yeah.
And what really confused me was Hanging Chad said that's not a tall person's superstitious. By taking the head off at the dinner table. I've never known that. I always thought it was just tall people, but you know.
No.
My grandfather.
No, that's not just a tall thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. My grandfather used to say, take your head off at the table.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My father used to just smack me and then say, oh, yeah, and the salt too.
Oh, yeah, really?
And I said, that's a table.
Wait, why
are we eating at a table?
Was the salt shaker slap a backhand or?
I believe it was. He was on my right, yeah. And I got his left, yeah.
Well, this article that I saw and I thought it was odd, it was saying these are some things that they consider.
Oh.
Bad manners eating at the table. Now this is people with their pinkies all up. Using the butter knife to take the butter off the plate and double dipping it.
Yeah.
Take the butter and you wipe on your bread and you take it again on another piece of on the same stick of butter. That's bad manners. Scraping your plate. I know people who hate that.
The noise that it makes can be terribly irritating.
Yeah, really.
Better than licking it.
That could be bad manners,
yeah.
Too. And of course, everybody said, go ahead.
I think mine's more around the mouth, like Billy. Like, don't make noises. Don't go, That's one for me. If you sit down and eat dinner with me and all you do is talk about how much you're enjoying it, I would rather you just shut up and eat it.
There's a specific reason for this. Chad doesn't actually really care about food at all.
No, the
so
faster
if somebody
we can get
else
this
is like
with,
having a great food experience because it's the best, you know, steak they've ever had, Chad's just annoyed because he's just eating the steak and he doesn't care.
Here's my deal. If you're so excited about this meal, your life is clearly empty because there are so many better things in life.
You don't like
your stupid plate of food.
Chad,
you better not eat potato pancakes with me.
Thanksgiving's right around the corner, and I think it's just the stupidest holiday ever.
Okay, so
I'll agree with that.
I'm telling you. Eating is a chore for Chad. It is just something that he has to do.
You're the second person I've ever met that said that. That's super.
Now, I do have another weird food thing.
There's probably a pill for that, Chad.
I got another weird food thing. Like, I don't like wasting food. So I will take a to-go box. I'm the guy that's like, you can eat that? I'll take that home. And I'll eat it later because I don't like to cook. So I will make meals turn into like three meals. So I'll save myself having to do that.
Chad,
anything related to food.
You don't have a favorite food then?
No, I mean, yeah, because you have to eat. So like I'm pretty partial to tacos and stuff. But at the same time, it's like I'd rather just go eat it by myself, be done, and I'll meet up with you after I'm done eating. It doesn't need to be a social gathering. I don't want to talk to you while I'm eating.
You've never had a food that just made you
want to talk to people? No.
Roll in the back of your head and go, oh my God, this is so good. Never.
I mean, it's good until I have to do it with someone. Like, until I have to, like, until it's a social thing.
Okay, so Chad.
All right. I've known Chad for like 12 years now. Yeah.
So Chad, you don't hate roast beef. No, you hate me.
Yes. Yeah. So listen, this is like saying
on the couch,
Chad, you don't have a specific grade of gas that you would like to partake with somebody. Like, you don't ask your friends to come pump gas with you. No, I don't. It's something I just got to get done. Just like I have to get done with this freaking food so I can not starve to death and get back to the part of my life that I really like.
Wait, just playing video games.
or whatever else. It doesn't have to be that.
Okay, here's my thing with you, Chad. You'd be a terrible marketer for a fast food restaurant.
That is correct. Definitely.
Now, I will come to your house and you will never know that I'm annoyed. Well, you may know, but I'll really try hard to be like, you know, you're my friend. I care about you. I'm going to sit down and eat with you. But if I'm sitting down and eat with you, I really like you because I'm not going to waste my time. With partial people at a table. That's two things. Because that's two things that I have to get through. I have to get through you and your stupid personality, and then now I also have to get through this dinner with you, which takes a lot of time. Like, time is the biggest deal for me.
So you're almost out of time? Is that the problem?
I think so. We have to move on.
Yeah. His past life was a very, very short one.
Yeah.
He's got some predestined concern here.
Homeboy guy.
I think that I've had a lot of lives that I've figured out that food really isn't that high of a priority. Like, it's a thing you got to do. There's more life to live, and it's not in front of a plate.
Okay. All right. Well, then let's go ahead and do topic. Change it.
I'm not the only person that feels that way. That's somebody just like
Thank
that.
Goodness we're going to change this topic, because that's the most bizarre topic we've ever had.
Ooh, I'm sorry, but this topic here I like to call Gotta Go, Gotta Go.
Gotta Go, Gotta Go.
And this is going to weigh heavily on the mostly hanging Chad.
Uh-oh.
Who don't like people, but I would like to know how the rest of the fighters feel about this. All right, there was a...
Did you call him mostly hanging Chad?
No, I said this is...
That would be correct.
Oh, I like that. I kind of like that.
Yeah, mostly hanging Chad.
Yeah.
Really. This story is about, there was a plane that was leaving Grand Canaria to go to UK. And it was about a 2-hour flight, and there were 200 people on this flight here, and they served the food, but something was wrong with the food. And in the mid-air of the flight, several people had to go to the bathroom. So,
wait, Grand Canaria?
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah,
that would be the big island of the Canary Islands.
Yeah, really. Canary. Anyway, so as they were going, the pilot made an executive decision to land the plane mid-distance, like the nearest airport, and let everybody off to go do the toilet.
Yeah,
this is a good
because they were about to have explosive.
This is a good one.
Now,
I love that pilot. I love that pilot.
I know. I am. I like that pilot.
I appreciate it.
So, my question to the resistance fighters, and I'm thinking I already hear this: are you not kind of a little perturbed? Let's say if you wasn't one of the persons had to go to the bathroom. And so the pilot says, okay, we're going to make an emergency landing here between, we're flying from here to New York. We're going to stop in Atlanta.
Because PW can't hold it. Yeah.
Bathroom break. Now, this is something I got to understand. Gas man, would you be upset about that? If you didn't have to go to the bathroom.
If they had to land the plane to go to the bathroom?
Yeah, the pilot didn't have to go, but the steward just said we have like a lot of people on the passengers who we need to go to the bathroom.
They're about to bust.
Yeah.
No, I wouldn't be upset at all because that could be turned into a messy flight, man.
Sure.
All right. Okay. All right, gas man. Now, gas man, me hanging Chad because I figured you got issues.
So here's my thing about this: for the pilot, or for this situation, even to happen. Someone has crapped their pants already. So I don't really want to be on a plane with a bunch of people crapping their pants. So right. If you're not going to land, I'm going to jump. So give me a parachute because I don't want to be here.
Yeah.
It's like worse than snakes on a plane. So,
wow.
No. So you have
poop on a plane. Poop on a plane.
Yeah. Yeah.
Really, like, I think I misspoke. It was a 4-hour flight, and so he stopped 2 hours into it. So
hey, have any of you pooped on a plane before?
Listen, yes.
Also, it's
no, never. Never. I have never. I will never.
PW, don't lie.
No, I will never. Yeah.
Okay, Billy, have you pooped on a plane?
I don't think I have either, and I've been on some long flights.
No, you don't want to be pooping in there.
And I don't think I pooped.
Hey, I mean, I'm trying to think if I ever, like, didn't have a choice that I had to do that, but I don't even think that's ever happened to me.
Me either.
Here's my thing about girls. If you're already sitting down, you might as well just do it. Right?
No, you got that.
Yeah, I guess since you're already sitting down.
Hey, what about old guys? They sit down, too.
Yeah, then you might as well do it. I don't remember doing it, but I don't know how, there's a lot, not a lot of room in there.
I'm going so.
I gotta say something here.
Go ahead.
You know, if in 2 hours, whatever they consumed on the plane did that to them.
It's bad. Yeah.
So
that pilot better land the plane because there's something serious going on.
Why yes, were you why took
2 hours to create that situation? Normally, crap takes a long time to get through your body.
Why couldn't they use the toilets on the plane?
Because there weren't enough.
Oh, yeah. God, there's usually like two toilets in the whole plane.
Yeah.
And
they give you those bags.
No.
Oh yeah,
but with the but, you know they sure. said they I, now I'm adding this to the story. I don't know if it's true. They had to please sit down because everybody was lined up in the aisles, you know, waiting in line.
I found it. So
that's what
they had
a breakdown.
They couldn't use the toilets because they filled up the septic tanks on the plane.
Oh my garage!
Holy crap! That.
Baloney, this is not true.
No,
they didn't empty them. I bet you they didn't empty them.
So wait, you think
from the previous flights?
I don't know. It was a Jet 2F something something bus airplane.
A passenger jet was forced to divert so its toilet tank could be emptied.
Wow.
Sky News reported.
Yeah.
It wasn't emptied when they took off. They had
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. They didn't empty it.
Okay, so do you
one guy went in there and filled it? You know, could be.
Voice of Reason. What is your opinion on this pilot and the story stopping the plane 2 hours into it?
Oh, I don't know about. I have a helpful hint from Heloise for you guys. If you're a guy or a girl that's wearing a bra, if you mess your pants up so badly that you have to take off both your underwear and pants, you can take your shirt off and you can put your leg through each arm and you can use that as clothing for your underneath. You have to kind of hold the neck hole closed.
Why are you saying this?
What are you talking about?
Why are you saying this?
Because it happens sometimes where your pants are so messed up, you have to take your shirt off and wear it as a pair of pants. Like a t-shirt.
Or your bra.
That's never happened to me.
Yeah, it doesn't happen to humans, boys.
Well, you can't walk around like that.
Okay. All right. Listen, this is an example of stay in school because I have no idea what the hell we're talking about.
No, I'm just saying that in a pinch, you can use your t-shirt as a pair of pants.
Okay. So what does that have to do with the plane should have landed or kept going? Because, you know.
Oh, no. The plane definitely should have landed.
No. But what you write down on your, what's the thing called? Your itinerary or on the pilot has a.
Flight plan.
Yeah. He says, I had to stop so everybody can use the bathroom.
Yeah.
Emergency landing.
So listen, I'm overanalyzing this probably because I'm trying to put myself on this plane. That toilet better be so full, right?
Yes.
Think about the effort it is to hold it and go out of your flight plan to land.
Yeah.
So, you know, we've all kind of been in porta potties.
Yeah.
Like, it's probably a lot like a porta potty at that point. And I would just go. Like, I would just make myself just go to a better place, get it over with. It would have to
this
be really
happening.
Like almost
this
overflowing.
Isn't happening. This isn't happening. This isn't happening.
Yeah. Yeah.
I have driven up to the house having to go. And it can be unbearable.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Because I don't understand it.
Close.
Exactly.
Can anybody explain the psychology?
This happened to us on the same day. Do you remember?
Ooh.
Mommy made us lunches.
Oh.
Bad mayonnaise.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
No. Yes.
Yeah.
Both of us. At like later in the evening after yes. we both came home from our various, I think for me from college and you from work.
Yeah.
We both described this stumbling out of our cars, bolting into the house to try, leaving like the front door open. And
yeah.
Bolting to the bathroom.
Bubbling, huh? God, the...
I gotta go. I'm crowning. I'm crowning.
I'm crowning.
I don't want to talk about this anymore.
Yeah, I think I'm done.
This show is always traumatizing.
You guys brought it up.
I will say this.
Go ahead, say what?
Just last week, I took the car key that didn't have the house key on it, and my wife Alice was gone when I got home.
Ooh.
I was in a situation like that. Fortunately, I have a nice big backyard with
leaves,
with the leaves, and also with and I also had a paper towel in my pocket. So, but
that's all you need.
Not to say that.
That's all you need.
and a shovel, and I was able to.
I don't want to talk about this anymore.
So you pooped in a hole last week?
Yeah, just last week.
You're not making that up.
No, I'm not making that up.
Let's call fake fish.
That was a situation.
Oh God! All right, well let's just get off this. Go ahead and do it. It's time for us to go ahead and do into our resistant fighters their topics on there. So let's go ahead and do topic changing music. And the first one we will do with sports with the Gas Man.
All right, here we go. We're going to change the topic to sports with the Gas Man.
Thank God.
For the sports report, was it this week that the Houston Astros won the World Series?
Oh, hey, they did.
Hey.
Yeah. And they didn't cheat this time from what I've heard.
That's what I heard, too.
I don't know. Who knows? But I'm not a baseball fan. And also, the Carolina Panthers defeated the Atlanta Falcons in Thursday Night Football, which put the Tampa Bay Buccaneers in sole first place.
Yeah.
Go Bucks. Yeah. We're also playing football tomorrow morning.
I know.
We also played football Saturday morning. Breakfast with the Bucks at 9:30 from Germany over at the Baltimore Ravens.
All right.
That's all I got to say.
And that's a good sports report on that. And let's go ahead and move on to Hanging Chad. And Chad has a new segment called My New Favorite Thing, or he's either going to do Today I Learned. Which one is it?
It's my favorite thing. Here we go. On the Spike of the Mike show.
Okay, so my new favorite thing is there's an app called Pinbook, P-E-N book, all one word. And you can create it's an app that allows you to create all of these notebooks or journals or whatever. You can do it by calendar, by week, or you could do, it has different kind of stationery, completely free. So if you're a writer, if you're a poet, PW, you can write all your stuff down on your phone and you can do it by however you want, like calendar. It's just super cool. So check it out. Pinbook is my new favorite thing.
Pinbook.
Pinbook.
All right.
Today I learned that when you black out, when you're drunk and you black out, alcohol doesn't cause you to lose memories, but rather your brain temporarily loses the ability to create new memories when you're blackout drunk. So the memories actually never existed.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
Ooh. Brain
there is a difference. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right.
I thought that was interesting.
That is very interesting. Great segment in there, Tom. Let's go ahead.
Frightening.
Let's move to Billy and This Day in History.
Billy and This Day in History.
We gotta get some intros.
There's no topic change for that?
Okay.
I don't get a topic.
All right, here we go. Now it's time for us to hear from Billy and her thoughts on This Day in History.
This day in history, on November 14th, the Apollo 12 mission was launched. It did subsequently land on the moon. Can anybody tell me, was it the second, the third, the fourth landing?
I can tell you.
Dad's going to have to abstain because I know he knows this.
Hey, what was the name of the plane?
Apollo 12.
So it was the 12th time.
No.
That is incorrect, Chad.
It was the
third.
Chad is also incorrect.
The second landing.
Kim and Mark and Gasman are correct.
Apollo 11 was the first.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I'm a space nerd, so I would know.
That was a good question,
Billy.
Yeah.
Mostly because I got it right.
So there was, what was the second one? Apollo 13 or 12?
12.
That's a good one. Apollo 13. Which one was that?
That was the third moon landed.
No.
No.
They never landed.
They never made it to the moon.
Well, they were in orbit.
Because they blowed up their ship.
They had to slingshot around it and come back to Earth. Or they would have been lost in space forever.
Wait a minute. Hold on.
Tom Hanks movie?
All 13 had an explosion.
Isn't that a Tom Hanks movie?
Hold on a second. Now, this is morbid me thinking this is what I have. So that's the one that blew up with the teacher on it?
No.
that was
a space shuttle.
That was a space shuttle. That was a whole other program.
Which one was that? Is it Columbia?
Challenger.
Challenger.
Okay.
And something else that happened on this day in history, November 14th, is that King Charles was born.
King Charles. As
Prince Charles. King Charles.
King Chucky.
Wait. King Charles III.
We need to be Pacific. We have to be Pacific.
All right. Well, great segment on this day in history. Now it's time to really turn it up with What Gets My Gears with the Voice of Reason.
All right, here comes a new topic. By the Voice of Reason, What Gets My Gears?
All right. First of all, I want to start off with, from the last topic, I didn't go to the bathroom in a hole because I wanted to.
Oh, my God.
Wait, we're talking about this again?
It was out of necessity.
All right, here comes a brand new topic. Having nothing to do with going in holes. Spike and Mike Show.
Okay. I have a pet peeve against anybody who's smarter than I am.
You hate the world, right there.
Yeah.
What? What's that?
It's a hard life.
Yeah.
Get over it.
Man.
Well, no, it's really rough. I can't stand anybody smarter than I am. And
well, that's six people right here.
That's like saying I hate books. Things and
numbers. Sorry. Okay.
He said five. Wait, who is this?
Yeah, who are you not including?
He's not including himself.
Oh.
I hate internet and learning.
I'll leave it up to you guys to decide who's the one that.
Yeah.
The fifth
Beatle. Yeah.
Yeah, really. All right. Okay,
John Wayne was fifth. Life is hard.
Is that it? You just don't like people that are smarter than you?
There was a guy on Jeopardy last night that won, and I hope he loses next week because not only is he a lot smarter than I am, he's got three times the normal amount of hair. Mm. And not only that, he cut the hair in a way where he cut it around the sides where normal men have hair, okay? And he piled it up high on top of the middle of
it. Oh, I like him already.
He had so much hair that it was just showing off. So
and that just got your gears, isn't it?
That really grinded my.
I'm with you. I hate people with hair.
Look at this. Oh man.
It's beautiful hair.
Let's keep it moving on with Kim with okay, no.
Okay. No.
I've said that so many times in my life.
Maximus, a T-Rex skull fossil.
That means no.
Is being sold at Sotheby's auction house. It's expected to catch a sale price of $15 million. Okay, number one, why is such a thing for auction at Sotheby's? And
what is it again?
It's a T-Rex skull.
Tyrannosaurus Rex skull, a real skull found in the Dakotas.
A big one.
So my number two is, who is selling this at auction? Who is selling such a thing at auction?
I have a question. If I have a ranch in Colorado and I find a T-Rex skull, is it because I found it on my property? Is it mine and I can then auction it off to make money?
I think so.
The fact that that's a question there is exactly why I'm saying, okay, no. This should not be a thing that anybody can actually possess as their own.
Why not?
I think if it comes out of my ground, it does.
Hey,
hold
on a second.
I don't think oil is yours, right? I think you have to own separate rights in order to take fuels out of the soil.
Did you own
separate rights for that. What?
Did you or did you not see the Beverly Hillbillies?
right?
Black gold.
Texas gold.
Seriously, the seller of this item has elected to remain anonymous. Who do we think it is?
Elon Musk.
Who right now is looking for money?
I believe it's The Rock.
What?
Because he thought, what person thought that he could get people to pay $8 to prove that they're real? What person wanted everybody to pay $20 to prove that they're real and then discounted it at $8 and then freaked out when a real person impersonated them?
Ron with Devon Puff.
Yeah.
Well, here's my Kimberly, are you done with your okay? No, although this is all.
My God.
we're going to echo on what Billy was talking about. I think this is Spike's totally unsolicited opinion. I think Elon Musk did the 20 thing just because he knew he was going to be it for eight or less than he threw 20 out there. So you guys are, and then heard people fuss and then say, okay, all right, I give it to you for eight, just to make people think they're getting a deal. That's why they sell things for like $7.99, because people in our psyche will not pay for it if it's $8 for some reason. We believe that's a
thing, and maybe that's true. It doesn't make the whole idea of paying $8 for a blue check on your profile less stupid.
Thank you.
But okay, here I don't. Or I'm not going to do it.
The
but
fact
I wanna...
that anybody would fall for that crap.
Somehow paying $8 means that you're a real person.
So for $8, I can be Abraham Lincoln?
Apparently.
$8, you can be anybody.
Yeah.
Okay. For $8, somebody impersonated the pharmaceutical company that owns the patent for insulin.
Okay.
And then said insulin.
Get ready for music. For $8, you could pretend to be T-Rex.
All right, we got 15 minutes before you. I want to play this game, but let me go back to that right there. Here's what I'm thinking: in this social media world of Twitter and tweets and all that junk, most people would love to know that they're actually talking to, let's say, Kevin Hart. So if he has a check mark, then if I tweet him and he tweets me back, I know for a fact that I'm talking to Kevin Hart.
Check marks. Yeah,
not anymore.
So now Joe Schmo can get on there and say Kevin Hart with two T's and get a blue check and then start saying that he's Kevin Hart on Twitter.
But when they get the kinks out of this thing, I'm not going to pay for it. But when they get the kinks out, then it's going to be some, they're going to be verified. Yes, right now there are some loopholes, but once they
loopholes, get the, there's no verification.
But I'm saying, right, but when they get,
there's just paying $8 for a blue check.
Okay,
so it used to be 20, right? And everyone thought the 20 system was better. Is that right, Billy? Because no one would pay $20 to verify. I feel like that's kind of dumb. People would pay $20 to fake an account too.
But here's the thing. I'm one of the only people on Twitter with my real name and my real picture up there. Most people don't even have that.
No, everybody does that.
No. Most people don't have the real name. I got my real name and my real picture on Twitter.
Yeah, it's just me and Gasman are the only two people.
Even you, Spike, you don't have your, you have a picture of a drawing of your picture, but it's not you.
Right.
I'm talking about my real picture, my face, and my name. A lot of 99% of people don't have that on Twitter.
I think, yeah.
And they're usually saying divisive crap.
On my list of most favorite decisions I've ever made is to never be on tweeters.
Is to give up social media. That's healthy for everyone.
I have never been on tweeters.
That's crap. You've been on Facebook, though.
Yeah, she's not saying she wasn't on social media.
On tweeters.
Okay, well,
it's the Wild West, man. I
gotta say,
that.
One man's treasure is another man's trash. All right, so let's go ahead and do. Let's play a little game. All right, so let's give it a shot. Topic change.
That's the game.
Song.
That's the theme music for the game.
It's a mad face. But before we do that. Let's go ahead and let's throw this thing out to the sponsors real quick, PW.
Oh, okay. That must be the sponsor video. The Spike and the Mike Show is brought to you by SavingMyFoot.com. Manage your health, eat healthy, know your numbers, get off the couch. And by Kansas City Online Radio, bringing you entertaining talk and cool blues 7 days a week at kconlineradio.com. And by MOA Capital Mortgages of America, helping clients with their mortgage needs by providing a complete mortgage analysis and checkup for purchases and refinances. And by RadioSt.Pete.com and its sister station, Sunshine 96.7 FM, bringing you the best in local music and entertainment. And by Pisces Design Fashion Studios. If you don't have a look, we'll give you one. Visit us on Instagram at Pisces Design Studios.
Welcome to Hooters!
Politically incorrect since 1983.
The official home of race fans.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, there you go. And we are back. And now we're going to play the Resistance Fighters, the game that I like to call, looks a lot like Jeopardy, but I like to call this, It's Futile to Resist.
It's Futile to Resist.
I just messed up some. Let's see if this could get this show my...
Futile, F-U-E-D?
I think he means resistance is futile, but...
Yeah.
Like the Morgan Fortress.
You know what I mean, right? It's futile to resist. So let's try this.
Billy. F-U-W-D-I-L-E.
Y'all can jump in. L-A. Y'all can jump in. L-A-K-E.
It's futile. All
right. Do y'all see this screen here?
We do. All
right. This is our game. Let's see if it's working. And, of course, it is not working. Oh, there it is.
Yes, it is.
All right.
Oh,
wow.
There you
Look
go,
at
ladies.
The production. Wow. Look at the production. I got to see this work. Okay.
What you got to do is we got a category. We have music and literature, comics, animals, riddles and rhymes, the law, and sports. And by hook or crook, PW, you get to pick the first category. Oh, and you have to say your name. That's your buzzer. Remember that, okay?
Okay.
No problem.
All right. Yes, I would like... Music and literature for 200.
For 200? Which rap... No, I got to move my thing there. Which name rapper, Sean... Can y'all see that? Because my camera's in the way. I'll just move
Billy.
It. I heard Billy.
P. Diddy.
Oh, and Billy gets a 200 points. That is correct. P. Diddy. Okay, now I'm back. Okay, so...
Wait a minute. Time out. This is already not going right, because doesn't PW get to answer first, and then if he doesn't get it...
No, I just picked the category.
Jeopardy.
Right.
I get to pick.
I haven't figured out how to make their thing go away, but right now 200 is gone. So now you pick a category, Billy.
Okay, I will choose riddles and rhymes for 100.
Riddles and rhymes for 100. Why did Jack and Jill go up to here? Billy.
To fetch a pail of water.
Man, Billy is killing y'all with riddles and rhymes. All right, then let's go back there. So now, Billy, you still have control of the board.
Riddles and rhymes for 200.
How many bags of wool did Baba Black...
Steve!
Okay, 3 bags.
Oh, that's awesome.
Thanks, PW. I'd never get in there.
Really, there you go. I'll give it to the voice reason you get. That was 200. All right. How about this one? Steve, you get to pick a category.
Okay. You're pointing at riddles and rhymes for 300, so I guess I'll take that one.
Riddles and rhymes for 300. What goes up and down but still remains in the same place?
I know a couple of things. Steve.
Steve.
Seesaw.
Gas man.
Gas man.
Merry-go-round.
And what goes up and down remains in the same place. Actually, let's see if this timer works.
All right, here we'll do it.
All right, that, ladies and gentlemen, the answer is stairs. Stairs. So
that's a good one.
They don't move.
Right, I'm on minus 100 now.
All right, so voice reason, you still have control of the board.
Okay, the law for 200.
The law for 200? What is evidence in court where a person tells...
Billy. Eyewitness testimony.
Yes, that actually is the truth. Billy gets another 200. All right, Billy, you control the board.
And all right, I'll do music and literature for 300.
Music and literature for 300? Who was the lead singer?
Billy. Boy George.
Oh, yeah, she's right.
Yeah, Billy is killing you guys. You guys are, listen, I can't see y'all.
So y'all can't hear me.
So y'all, your buzzer is your name.
All right, so Billy. I'm starting to dislike Billy a lot.
I'll do music and literature for 100.
Isn't that already done?
Nope.
Music and literature, 100. Which musician?
Chad.
Oh, P-Dub.
Oh, this P-Dub was first.
P-Dub. Which musical legend is Jay-Z married to?
Alexis Smith.
Oh, my God.
All right, Chad.
Nailed it.
Hey,
Beyonce.
Chad.
Beyonce.
Hey, Chad gets the Beyonce. That is correct. All right.
Oh, isn't that who I said?
No.
You said Alexa.
Oh.
Protest is not a legend.
Yeah, it's Alexa.
All right, so that category is done. Riddles and rhymes category is done. And
comics
now
and trivia.
Comics
I'll
and trivia.
I'll do comics and trivia for 300.
300?
Ooh.
Which
Chad.
Chad.
Black Widow.
Damn, you got that real quick, didn't you?
What's the name of it?
Nice.
Which adventure?
Yes, I knew that one.
Black
is the only one that can calm the Hulk down. And Chad got it right up there. So that one's gone.
I'll do comics and trivia for 200.
Comics and trivia 200.
Chad.
It's a Chad.
Discover Comics. District of Columbia.
Yeah.
That would be the answer to that one. Is I kind of forgot, but it's not that one. Okay.
Okay. Comics is the right word though, but it's I don't remember what D stands for.
Destructive. Okay, so hang on.
Dynamic Comics.
Distributed.
Just somebody call. I'll let y'all know at the end of the show. Chad, you still in control of the board?
Oh, really? Okay. Comics and trivia for 100. Chad. Alfred.
Alfred, hey, that's
easy. Can I read the question off for the listeners?
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Oh, yeah, you need to read that off.
Yeah, okay, my bad. So, starting, how much time we got left? Because I can't see anything.
We got the animal.
We got 6 minutes.
5 minutes and 35 seconds.
All right, so Chad,
Chad, animal trivia.
Chad,
animal trivia for 300.
Yes, okay. What is the fastest land animal in the world? Heard Chad.
Cheetah.
Dang, that is correct. All right, you still control the board.
Animal trivia for 200.
How many eyes does a bee have? Kim.
Six.
And
two.
Chad.
I heard Chad.
Two.
And
come on, voice. The reason you gotta see the bee, man.
Let's see, voice.
They have two eyes, but they have thousands of lenses.
And the answer, ladies and gentlemen, is five eyes. So I don't know which one was that. That was
200. Now we go to 300 because you went to 100 first.
Okay, now we got animals for 300.
Yes.
Which mammal has no vocal cords?
Oh, Steve.
Voice, Steve.
The giraffe.
Oh, that is absolutely correct. The giraffe has no vocal cords.
I didn't know that one.
All right, so now
that was 100. That was hard.
That was 300.
That was 300.
The only thing left now, we have law.
Chad, it wasn't that hard.
We have law for 1 and 3, and we have sports for all of them. So, voice of reason, pick one.
I think we've used them all.
No, you got law for 100 and 300.
Okay, law for 100.
Law for 100 is who is a group.
Kim.
Wait a minute. Who is a group of people sworn to make a decision or deliver a verdict in court? And I heard
Chad.
Kim.
The jury.
And Kim is on the board now for 100. Way to go, right?
Way to go, Kim.
All right. Now you have law for 3 or sports for all of them?
Law for 3.
Law for 3. What is the legal term for a voluntary witness statement made under oath? Kim.
Testimony.
And
man, PW.
Billy.
PW. It's a
position.
Billy.
Yes, man.
Billy.
All right. It is an affidavit.
Billy gets the point. Ding.
Isn't that what I said?
You didn't say anything.
Oh.
Yeah, I think you choked.
Is my mic not working? What are we doing?
Hey, I don't know. Okay, the last category.
Kim says sports for 300.
Oh, it's my choice, and it's.
Which Jamaican runner is 11-time world champion and holds the record for 100 and 200 meter race? Billy's?
Bolt.
Billy is, all these numbers, you are absolutely correct. All right, you got 100 and 200.
Two.
200. What athletic shoe brand represents
Billy.
Big Cat?
Chad.
Billy?
Puma.
And the last category for all this, which boxer
Billy.
Known as the greatest and the people's champion, Billy?
Muhammad Ali.
There you go.
All right. And who here has met him? Me.
You're me, cute.
Right. Right.
So and also,
points as Billy.
I think that Billy won the most, but Chad came in a close second. All right. Bonus points. Which country did AC/DC originate in? Billy?
Australia.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, that's true. All right. And bonus B is what is a female donkey called? Kim.
Jane.
Whoa, you guys are smart. I don't know. I got to figure out the rest of the stuff, how to do the rest of this. And we got it out on time. So let's go around the room, real ladies and gentlemen. Ask what stuck with you today? PW, what stuck with you today?
That the Beverly Hillbillies owned a T-Rex.
Hey, Chad, what stuck with you today?
That the production value of this show just went way up.
Way up.
Almost. I got to figure out how to get them sounds. Anyway, that's cool. Thank you. Miss Kimberly, what stuck with you tonight?
My mother named her cat after a female donkey.
Yes.
I'll get it. There you go. Gas Man, what stuck with you?
My mic doesn't work doing freaking games, and these have 5 hours.
Really? Billy, what stuck with you?
That I'm really smart.
No.
And being smart, what stuck with you, boys?
We're lucky.
You only have pretty hair.
Voice of Reason.
My part's better than everyone's.
That if Billy was just a little bit smarter, I would not like her at all.
I figured that, ladies and gentlemen. We are trying to get better. I hope this show was a tad better. I didn't get through everything, but we did. I'm sorry, under oath there, Miss Kim. We under oath. Ladies and gentlemen, this is The Spike on the Mic Show, and we're coming at you from LTs. Love you guys, and we'll holler back at you next week. I am he, they are they. Hope you guys enjoyed. This is Spike on the Mic, and we are out of this mother trucker. Like they say, hit it. One.